How you been? Sorry it took me so long to even discuss the last two episodes of Girls. I just saw episode 5, watched episode 4 last week. Episode 4, let's start with that. I don't know what to say about it. The one character, the English girl who was married, kind of brought out things I already had suspected about her, which is that she's kind of an awful person. She's definitely the one that I think we could all say just is a truly unpleasant human being. Despite like the flaws of her husband, I just think she's terrible. I hate her. I hated everything about that scene too. It's been the entire season. I've had moments that I didn't like. This one was a moment that I actively despised, where I was kind of finding myself getting worked up, which is good. I'd rather have something provoke a response than just leave me mang, you know, to bring back an old film club word. So the episode, you also learn that the boyfriend still loves Marnie, and that Marnie, you know, true to... You know, it's funny that he responds the way he does, and that Hannah and her roommate responded the way they did to the guy that she's currently seeing. It's funny because I also feel like he's just terrible too. And everybody on the show hates him, so that was kind of nice to hear. That episode is just kind of the episode in which everyone realizes that their lives are, like, everything's a little out of place, and, it was alright. I didn't really like it that much, and it was, like, the one point where I was starting to feel a little fatigued from the show, from watching it. You know, it's a pretty easy show to watch, but, that episode 4 was kind of like, okay, how long is this going to be dragged at this glacial pace? You know, noting that, yes, life doesn't really happen as sensationally as, you know, we're used to in film and TV. It also doesn't need to be, you know, as a television show, I don't think it needs to be constantly, you know, flippant and maybe even insignificant. But I'll call you back one second.